Hello, welcome to the Friday, December 11th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, and if we have PowerShell diaries coming at the rate that we are at now, maybe I'll throw out Perl at some point and try my hand at PowerShell. The latest one we have is from Rob, and Rob is writing about how to use PowerShell to uninstall unwanted software across all your systems. So if you don't have any other way to centrally manage your software, well, you can always do it with PowerShell, for example, get rid of Java, which is one of the examples that Rob is putting forward here. And after you used Rob's script to uninstall all software from all systems by which you will remove all vulnerabilities, you will have plenty of time to play the Sands Holiday Challenge. Interesting and very elaborate this time. I just logged in for about 2 minutes, a complete virtual world that you get to explore various parts that you have to solve in order to win the challenge. So lots of fun, and take a look. The link to it is in the show notes. And Cisco published an advisory with details how its software products are affected by the Java deserialization vulnerability. I mentioned yesterday that it's actually a larger problem than originally thought. The Cisco advisory still talks about the Apache Commons Collections library only, but other libraries are affected as well and may make your software vulnerable if you didn't add any additional checks. Now, Cisco breaks it down into two sets of products. One they call products under investigation, which they sort of put under affected products, but they aren't really sure if it's exploitable. So likely these products use the library, but it's not clear if they use the functions in an unsafe manner. And then they have a second list of vulnerable products where they already confirmed the vulnerability. The list is really large, so I'm not going to rattle it down here, but basically if you run anything Cisco, you probably want to take a look at the list, particularly if it involves Java, of course, then you shouldn't be particularly suspicious here. WebEx I see listed under the under investigation category, so it's not confirmed that it is vulnerable. Also, iOS, the Cisco iOS software, which I'm a little bit surprised, it's also under investigation. And apparently a couple weeks ago on November 30th, the root name servers were under a pretty large DNS attack. Now, this is nothing new in particular, given that the root name servers deal with a lot of traffic and also a lot of attack traffic on a regular basis. But according to an advisory being published, the odd part here, or the interesting part here, was that the IP addresses from which the traffic originated were really very widely and evenly distributed, and they all used the same hostname. Now, I was kind of holding back a little bit for a couple days to talk about this because I'm waiting for them to actually release what that hostname is that was sort of used to amplify or to hit these root name servers, because then you could check if you emitted any of this traffic. But so far, I have not seen this name published. Well, and that's it for today. A little bit shorter than normal, but I want to give you an extra minute to play the holiday challenge. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.